Thunder Bay. Citizens United for a Sustainable Planet held a protest in front of the Royal Bank of Canada branch on Memorial Avenue on Friday. "We've got a code red climate emergency and everybody knows about that by now. We've had heat waves in Western Canada, huge raindrops in different parts of the world. So the fact that we're in a climate emergency is really clear," said Paul Berger, meetings chair of CUSP. "And the International Energy Agency has said to get through the climate emergency, to tackle climate change, we have to stop exploring for new fossil fuels, and building new massive fossil fuel infrastructure projects." The demonstration of roughly 30 people was part of over 30 actions held at RBC branches across Canada and was held to urge RBC to cease financing of fossil fuel and fossil fuel infrastructure companies, especially those that would operate on Indigenous lands without free, prior and informed consent. Since the Paris Climate Agreement was signed in 2015, RBC has provided $208 billion in finance to fossil fuel and fossil fuel infrastructure companies. "They're killing my grandchildren," said protester Jacqueline Boileau. "I'm gonna be out of this before the full effects of climate change hit. I'm almost 60 years old, but my grandchildren would have to live with the consequences of our poor decisions. As a society and as individuals, we need our governments to make changes so that there is a future for our grandchildren and even our children. People in their 30s are going to be profoundly affected." Hashtag RBC is killing me was featured on many of the signs at the demonstration and as a slogan by the Wet'suwet'en land defenders at the Gititan checkpoint. As part of the protest, CUSP demanded that RBC stop financing the LNG Coastal GasLink pipeline across Wet'suwet'en land.